Let's bring in Pat Pagano right now. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, Marshall, and how are you?
Good. I think I found a way where you can watch A Quiet Place too.
I found it.
Yeah, but I think for free.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Borrow a friend's computer that has Bluetooth that will cast over to your TV. Okay. And sign on from somebody else's computer and watch it off the computer, because you can get a free trial if you're on the computer.
Oh, okay.
Because
the problem is I already saw it in Patriot.
Oh, so you did see the second one? So you did?
I saw the second one.
Yeah. Okay. So you did, yeah. And you paid for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this would have saved you some money, but what the heck?
What the heck? Did you get to see it yet?
Not yet. No, not yet. I haven't gotten to see it.
I think you're going to have plenty of time next week.
I think so. I think so. Well, anyway, once again, we're starting off at 71 and a little humid out there today.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the humidity stays in place all weekend long. I am not, I'm not thinking along the lines that there'll be all-day rains. That's out of the question. But you cannot rule out showers and thunderstorms on the increase as we go right through the weekend. So, unfortunately, that's the problem. Today, just partly sunny, humid, low 90s, 70 tonight, and then showers and thunderstorms will develop Saturday in the afternoon, mid-80s. Sunday, showers, a thunderstorm, 80, and more showers and storms Monday in the mid-70s. So, kind of a drippy weather pattern, but not all the time will it be raining, so, try your best to do your outdoor activities.
Well, I'm going to give you a little breakdown here and get an idea. I mean, Lime Rock Park, of course, has opened the Trans Am series, and they've got rain tires and everything like that. And so, they can deal with the thunderstorms. Railroad Days is going on in North Canaan, and there's a lot going on tonight, but tomorrow and tomorrow night's the big thing. With all the activities going on, a lot of activities anyway. But you say it's just going to be a case of thunderstorms. It's not going to be a steady rain. If you happen to be in an area where thunderstorms comes through, you're going to get a thunderstorm. Is that basically what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much. I don't see a steady rain. So, but again, they're going to be around, and it's not like they'll be in and out in 5 minutes. So that's something you have to think about.
All right, so basically there's going to be a plethora of thunderstorms in our area.
That's a good way of putting it. Yes.
A plethora.
Yeah, plethora.
I don't know why that word sticks in my mind. I have no. It's one of those words, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't use it often, but it's there. It's handy when you need it.
Yeah, and if you can think about it, right, exactly. Yeah, so unfortunately, you're just going to have to work around it. There is nothing else you can do. Work around it. Hope for the best.
Well, like I said, I don't mind. I don't mind this type of weather. I mean, and seeing as this year, I'm not going to do the fireman's parade like I normally do, or cover the fireworks and things like that. So I won't be out there having to scramble from the rain. So I'll just be sitting inside looking out.
Well, that's a good thing. That really is a good thing. And as far as I'm concerned, well, what it is, it is. I'm not a sun person, Marshall. You know that. So I could care less whether or not I get to the beach on Cape Cod. However, I would like it to be, at least a dry part of the time, so you can walk around, look at some of the shops and stuff like that. Sometimes you wonder if. When you go on vacation and the weather's lousy, if it's meant for you to be forced to relax.
That's an interesting thing. That's why when I used to take vacations before we started our own business here, I used to take 4 weeks off because I would need a week, three or four days to decompress, and then I had to take at the tail end 3 or 4 days to get ready to go to work. But by having all those weeks, you were guaranteed. If you had a month of bad weather, then that was really rare. That had never happened to me. I mean, the worst happened to me is I would have a string of 2 or 3 days of bad weather. But when you take that month off, at least you can, you can get good strings of weather in there to do different things. So,
Yeah, I kind of agree with you because these short vacations, like the one that I'm having, takes you 2 days to
Yeah.
get into the groove, and then before you know it, just about when you're settling in, you're on your way back.
And imagine all the setup work you do before you go on vacation, and then the resetup work you do when you come back. That's why whenever I worked for somebody, if they when they took over radio stations that I worked for, so I said, listen, I'll give you 50, 60 hours a week. But you have to understand, I take my vacation in one block, and it's 4 weeks. Four weeks, right?
That's the only way to do it. I would say that minimally you have to go 2 weeks, I guess the best is like 2 to 4 weeks. That's great because then you really come back rested and very relaxed.
Ready to go back to the work.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Well,
anyway.
I'll be here next Friday, as you know.
Yeah, and hopefully I know. I think I'll be back. We'll rejoin. You'll come back from vacation, and I'll come back from meeting stem cells.
Yeah, I wish you the best. I think it's a great thing, and I think it's going to be a lot better than the alternative.
Well, and I say to people, this is. I guess everything's dangerous when you do it when it's medical, but it's not dangerous. It's as non-invasive as possible. They take stuff out of you, they put it back in. And people are saying, well, when will you know? When will you know? Well, it'll take at least a week and a half, 2, 3 weeks for me to get an idea, because of course I'll have the medication from the procedures and stuff like that, so my body will be getting off those painkillers that they're obviously going to give me. So it's going to take me about probably 2.5, 3 weeks to find out if the improvement is starting there. But you know what? I'm going into a positive frame of mind, saying that it's going to work, and if you, I really believe if you stay positive, you can't will things to happen that aren't going to happen, but you can make them happen quicker. That's all.
I have to agree with you. I think, you have to stay positive. I keep thinking about a year ago when I was extremely nervous about them doing all the implants on the top of my mouth. Remember, and you kept calming me down, and you kept saying, "No, it's going to be all right, it's good." And it really, I mean, that whole part of the surgery was fine. The problem that I had was afterwards. I mean, I don't know what the problem was there, but she claims that the implants were put very high up and they were hitting the tissue. So whenever she had to put those little screws in, that would hit into the tissue, and that's why I was getting all the pain, no matter how much Novocaine she pumped up there.
Now, when you hit nerves, unless you're on some really high power and you're knocked out, you feel it. You feel it. Yeah, there's no stopping it. If you hit nerves or tissues that are sensitive, like I said, you got to be knocked out for you not to feel it, and then you'll feel it after you wake up, the residual pain.
Yeah, thank God I didn't. While she was in the procedure, I mean, when it was all through, I walked out of there and it really was not even sore. But during the procedure, that was really pretty rough. I don't look forward to that if I have to do the bottoms.
All right. So we've got the typical summer weather right through the weekend.
Typical summer weather. Everybody enjoy, be safe. Marshall, best of luck, and we'll reconvene on next Friday.
Take care, Pat. Have a great vacation.
Thank you. Bye-bye,
Bye-bye.
Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.